Light crept up the walls as the sun peaked, an orange hue over a calm sea appearing on all six sides of the room. Billions of pixels fired to life simultaneously. The recorded sound of lapping waves grew louder, and the simulated smell of ocean air permeated Moss's nose. He had never been to a beach, never seen the sea or smelled the salt air. But it was as familiar to him as his own skin. Lights, he thought, and the simulation ceased. The overhead vitamin D lights flickered to life. His walls went blank, and a space opened next to the bed which slid out of sight. It would return that evening, washed and made up. As he did every morning, he stood up, feeling refreshed from a perfect night's sleep.
Bacon, eggs, and orange juice?
He rubbed the base of his skull. His implant always felt odd in the mornings. He had asked his friends if they felt the same way, but none did. Though he had to admit to himself the sample size was small. The blue LED on his repurp brand Foodie A turned on. He heard two dull thuds and the hiss of steam from the machine that was built into the wall in the small nook which served as a kitchen. The Foodie A slid out a plate with his juice and then two bags plopped out. He took the plate, but was careful to give the bags time to cool.
Wake up, world.
The wall in front of his table displayed the emblem of his favorite morning show before fading to the friendly face of Marisol May. Every morning, Moss wondered at what time she must have to wake up in order to be on no matter when he tuned in. He was curious about what she was like, if she was as chipper off-camera as she was on. Did she drink juice in the morning? Milk? Coffee? Did she bring treats for the crew on their birthdays? These thoughts floated about his mind as he watched the screen. Good morning, employee. It's another beautiful day in Burb 2152, and if you're watching me, it's probably a good time to hit the gym, she said, smiling out from the screen. Moss loved her face in the morning, but loathed the daily reminder to work out. Exercise was mandated by Foodico, and while one was allowed to do it in the comfort of their own hex, it was monetarily incentivized to go to the floor's gym. In local news, a severe storm hit BA City overnight, but here in the Burbs, we were unaffected. The storm warning systems worked to perfection and kept all employees safe and secure. In other news, 2152's very own Johnny Mukazi made it to the semifinals of Burbs Has Skills with his magic cards. I know I'll be rooting for Johnny tonight, will you? She asked into the camera. And Moss knew he would be. He loved the show and always watched virtually from the audience after work. If he is eliminated, though, be sure to catch the new season premiering next week, Marisol continued. She kept talking as Moss ate and slid his dirty plate onto the waiting tray before it glided into the wall. He stood to get ready for the day ahead. He did not enjoy the gym, but it was the only time in the day when he was guaranteed to see his friends, and that was the thing that made it worthwhile. He arched his back before stepping over to his wardrobe.
Dormidos?
The door to the wardrobe hissed open as three metal arms unfolded from the ceiling. Moss raised his hands, and the arms removed the white linen shirt from his torso before sliding off the white linen pants. He stepped out of the pants, and the arms dropped them into a chute in the wardrobe for laundering. The arms then slipped on his Dermidos athletiskin and sealed him in. It shimmered and buzzed as it read his vital signs and performed a health scan. His health and employment statistics appeared on the screen next to Marisol May. Foodico employee 0618-7300, days 7,035, weight 77.14 kilograms, productivity points 7,860 out of 10,000. He left his hex and stepped into the hallway. Fluorescent light filled the space with oppressive brightness, and it smelled like freshly opened plastic wrap. He walked down the long white hall for what seemed to be an endless time, passing door after unadorned door. The space was silent except for his light footfall on the carpeted ground, and the occasional screen projected on the wall where Marisol continued to speak. Eventually, he entered the common space where small tables were surrounded by comfy chairs. A bank of elevators sat on the far side, where, looking down into the open center of the burb, more hallways split in many directions and had lighted signs above. Employees were chatting, drinking coffee, and watching television in the little area, but Moss walked past without saying a word to anyone. He followed one hallway toward the gym, smelling it before the doors even came into view, cleaning solution and sweat filling his nostrils. As he entered, he was greeted by the backs of several men pretending to stretch or limber up before stepping onto the machinery. He knew why, and as he pushed through the throng, he saw them. The Butler sisters were side by side on stair machines, stepping up and down in unison as the men leered. Twins in their young 20s, the sisters were as famous for their beauty as they were for their parties. Moss had never spoken to the sisters, much less attended one of their parties, but they were the stuff of legend.